哈利路亚啊！奉主圣名继续我们下午的学习。
Hello, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we continue with our afternoon learning.
那我们继续用一样的题目哈啊，耶稣的三个祈求啊，来作为我们彼此分享的题目。
We will continue with the same theme, the three prayers of Jesus for our mutual encouragement.
那我们今天早上有学到在约翰福音十七章啊，这是主耶稣啊对天父的祷告。
Today, this morning, we learned in John chapter 17, this is the prayer of Jesus toward the Heavenly Father.
那我们讲到说在这里啊，耶稣的祷告当中啊，他对天父的第一个祈求啊，是要求荣耀。
And the first thing that Jesus requested from the Heavenly Father is for glory.
那我们通常一听到求荣耀呢，我们就会感觉到非常的反感。
Many times when we hear about praying for glory, we have a negative thought.
觉得好像求荣耀是很不属灵的。
We feel like praying for glory is something that is not very spiritual.
这是很不合圣徒体统的。
There's something not accordance with what a Christian should do.
但是在这里，主耶稣给我们设下的榜样第一个是要懂得求荣耀。
But Jesus sets as an example for us here. He prays for glory first.
但是这个荣耀是由神来给我们的。
But this glory should come from God.
而不是在人的地方从人得到掌声或得到荣耀。
And this glory should not come from man. It is not honor from man.
应该这样子说，一个基督徒如果没有这个求荣耀的心，他的信仰就会缺乏动力。
We can say that if a Christian does not have this prayer for glory, then his faith will lack motivation.
为什么这样子说呢？
Why will I say this?
因为我们信仰的本质到底追求的是什么？
Because what is the purpose of us pursuing our faith?
不是就是要最终回到基督，回到神的身边吗？
Isn't it so that our final pursuit, we can return back to the side of Jesus?
我们所追求的
What we pursue,
不就是最后得到那个荣耀的奖赏吗？
Isn't it so that we can receive the glorious reward in the end?
所以一个基督徒必须要有这个求荣耀的心。
Therefore, a Christian must have this heart of praying for glory.
但是所求的乃是天父给予的荣耀。
But the glory that they pursue for is the glory that comes from the Father.
所追求的乃是那个至终丰盛的奖赏。
And what they pray for is a glorious reward.
那我们来看一下主耶稣的第二个祈求。
Let us look at Jesus' second request.
我们来看一下约翰福音的第十七章。
Let us turn to John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章的第十九节。
John chapter 17, verse 19.
十九节这里说，我为他们的缘故自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。我们在这里看到主耶稣为他的门徒所做的第二个祈求，就是祈求他们得以成圣。
Here we see another request that Jesus makes on behalf of his disciples that he can that they can be sanctified.
所以我们今天的在讨论的是如何以基督的心为心。
Today we're discussing about how we can have the mind of Christ.
如何以耶稣的行为做榜样？
How can we use the actions of Jesus as our example?
那在这里我们看到主耶稣的榜样，就是他期望门徒可以成圣。
But here, one of the examples Jesus set for us is that he wants his disciples to be sanctified.
那为什么门徒必须要成圣呢？
Why do the disciples need to be sanctified?
我们看十七章的第十六节。
Let us read chapter 17, verse 16.
十六节这里说，他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world.
所以在这里门徒要成圣的原因，是因为我们不属乎世界。
The reasons that the disciples must be sanctified is because they are not of the world.
所以耶稣基督对他的门徒有一个期望。
Jesus Christ has a hope for his disciples.
就是在蒙召之后要活出一个新的生命，新的形象来。
That after they are chosen, that they will live out a new life.
这是主耶稣对他门徒的心。
This is the heart that Jesus has for his disciples.
所以如果我们今天要以基督的心为心，
Today if we want to have the mind of Christ as our own,
那我们就要从两点做起。
Then there's two points we must begin this with.
第一点是对我们自己本身。
One, it is towards ourselves.
我们既然认知到说这是主耶稣的期望，
If we know that this is the hope of Jesus,
期望我们成圣，
He wants us to be sanctified.
期望我们新生，
He wants us to have a new life.
期望我们脱离过去的黑暗，
He wants us to depart from our previous evil.
为了基督的缘故，
For the sake of Christ.
我们就要朝着这个方向努力。
Then we must pursue fervently after this goal.
但是要脱离这样脱离过去有时候是痛苦的。
But many times it is painful to depart from our past.
有时候是必须要放弃自己喜爱的。
Because we have to let go of what we love.
有时候是要牺牲过去所追求的。
Sometimes we have to sacrifice what we used to pursue.
但是因为基督的缘故。
But for the sake of Christ.
所以在蒙召之后我们愿意放下一切重新开始。
After we are called, we are ready to sacrifice all and to begin anew.
因为这是主耶稣对我们的期望。
Because this is the hope that Jesus has for us.
所以我们从主耶稣那里体会到他的慈爱以及恩典。
So from Jesus, we can experience his love as well as his
blessings. 我们知道耶稣爱我们。
We know that Jesus loves us.
我们也很希望能够回报他的慈爱。
And we want to return his love.
所以最好回报基督的方法是什么？
But what is the best way to repay back his love?
不是奉献。
It is not to give tithe.
不是参与圣工。
It is not to do holy work.
而是从生命本质的改变。
But it is to change the character of our life.
所以这是对我们个人来说。
For us personally.
来达到基督对我们所有的期盼。
We want to achieve the hope that Jesus has for us.
从另外一方面来说。
If we look at it from another viewpoint.
这也是我们对周遭我们同龄的一个期盼。
This is also a hope that we have for our spiritual companions.
就像耶稣的心是希望门徒能够成圣。
Just like Jesus' heart, he wants his disciples to be sanctified.
今天我们不管是在引领慕道者。
Whether we are bringing truth seekers.
我们在教育宗教教育的孩童
or whether we are teaching our religious education
students, 或者是我们在信仰上栽培我们自己的子女
or in faith we are rearing up our children according to God's
will, 我们都有一样的期盼
we should all have the same heart and hope,
不是只是期盼他们能够出人头地
we don't only hope that they can become successful,
不是期盼他们能够高人一等
we don't only hope that they can reach a high status,
而是期盼他们能够在基督耶稣里过着成圣的生活
But we hope that they can live in Christ to live a renewed life.
因为我们在脱离过去之后
And after we have let go of our past,
在蒙主的光照之后
While we have been shined on upon by God,
那其实这个世界并不会希望我们轻易的脱离
The world will not want us to forget it.
所以我们必须不断的面对世界的挑战
That is why we have to continue to be challenged by the world.
为什么要成圣
Why do we need to be sanctified?
成圣就是使我们从神那里领受力量。
To be sanctified means to receive strength from God.
给予我们能够拒绝诱惑的力量。
It will give us the strength to be able to deny the temptations.
能够脱离过去黑暗生活的力量。
And to depart from the power of our past evils.
我们来看一下帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
Let us turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
帖撒罗尼迦前书的第四章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
第七节。
Verse 7.
帖撒罗尼迦四章第七节。
First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 7.
这里说神召我们本不是要我们沾染污秽乃是要我们成为圣洁。这里是主耶稣对我们的期盼。
This is also the hope that Jesus has for us.
也是我们每一个人所必须要努力的目标。
This is also a goal that each of us should pursue after.
因此主耶稣为门徒祈求他们能够成圣。
Jesus prayed on behalf for his disciples that they could be sanctified.
那我们今天对自己对身旁我们所帮助的人也要存有相同的目标。
We should have the same goal for ourselves as for our spiritual companions around us.
所以我们今天在引领身旁的人。
While we are guiding those around us,
不管是带领慕道者
whether we are guiding the truth seekers,
不管是带领宗教教育的学生
or we're guiding our religious education students,
或者是我们身旁需要我们协助辅导的弟兄姐妹
or the brothers and sisters around us that need our counseling,
我们都要确定我们提供的是那个真正有价值的帮助
We must make sure that the help we give them is the true valuable help.
我们来看一下使徒行传第三章
Let us turn to Acts.
使徒行传第三章。
Acts chapter 3.
使徒行传第三章的第四节。
Acts chapter 3, verse 4.
第四节，彼得、约翰定睛看他，彼得说：“你看我们。”第五节。
Verse five.
那人就留意看他们，指望得着什么？第六节。彼得说：“金银我都没有，只把我所有的给你。我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名，叫你起来行走。”这是我们所熟悉的一段记载。
This is a very familiar passage.
好，在这里，彼得奉耶稣基督的名叫一个瘸腿的人起来行走。
Peter here, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, told a paralytic to rise up and walk.
这是我们很喜欢的一段记载。
We love this recording of the story.
常常能够振奋我们的心的神迹。
Many times we feel like it is a recording of a great miracle.
每次讲出来的时候都感觉很有力量。
And when we speak of this miracle, we feel greatly strengthened.
金银我没有。
Silver and gold I do not have.
但是我奉耶稣的名叫你起来行走。
But in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, rise up and walk.
这是真彼得能够给予他真正的帮助。
This is Peter able to give this paralytic true help.
彼得没有金银吗？
Did Peter really not have silver or gold?
那个时候他们是凡物公用哦。
At that time, they shared all things.
很多人把房子、田产都卖掉了。
Many people sold their houses and their fields.
把那个他卖掉的银子啊，拿在放在使徒的脚前。
And everything they reaped from the selling, they put it before the apostles' feet.
但是在这里，彼得不是没有金银。
So here, Peter doesn't really not have silver.
那他为什么说金银我没有？
But why did he say silver and gold I do not have?
因为当他在做工的当中，
because while he is working,
他的目光不是在他身上所拥有的金银，
he's not looking at the silver and gold that he has beside him,
而是神与他同在的能力，
but he's looking at the power that God is with him.
所以他今天可以给那个需要的人真正的帮助。
That is why he is able to give to those in need the true help that they need.
所以我们今天在帮助人。
So today when we are helping others,
我们在扶持软弱的。
When we are counseling the weak,
坚固那个软弱的脚，要撑起那个无力的手。
While we are trying to strengthen the feeble feet and the feeble hands,
我们能不能讲出一样的话？
Can we say the same things?
给予真正最有价值的帮助。
Are we able to give them the true help, the most precious help?
或许我们给的是金银。
Perhaps we give them gold and silver.
这也没有什么不好。
This is nothing wrong with that.
但是这个不能真正解决对方的问题。
But this cannot truly solve their problems.
我们可以给他一点安慰。
We can give them some comfort.
常常聆听他的倾诉。
Maybe we can always, help them emotionally.
来让对方能够在我们来在能够让对方能够有适度的发泄。
We help them to discover things.
让对方了解说有人理解你。
We let them feel that there's someone who understands them.
这是好的。
This is all good.
这个也是很有爱心的行为。
And it is also, something out of our love.
因为不是每个人都愿意这样子做的。
Because not everyone is willing to do thus.
不是每个人都有那个耐心愿意请聆听别人的倾诉。
Not everyone has the patience to listen to the emotional problems of others.
这样子做是因为你有爱心。
So you're able to do this because your heart is full of love.
但是我们要努力的再进一步。
But we must pursue for a further enhancement.
在我们聆听的同时。
When we are listening to their problems.
在我们给予安慰的同时。
When we are giving comfort.
我们要更进一步的求神赐给我们力量。
We must pursue for God to give us strength.
使我们能够给予对方真正需要的帮助。
So that we can give them the help that they truly need.
不只是金银。
We don't give them silver and gold.
叫他起来走路。
But we tell them to rise up and walk.
这就是我们可以给人信仰上最大的帮助。
This is the greatest help we can give to a person's faith.
让他真正找到神。
So that they can truly find God.
因为你的缘故使他认识神。
Because of you, they are able to get to know God.
最终能够亲自的从神那里得到安慰。
And so then they can personally go to God for comfort.
所以我们今天提供给人的是什么样的帮助？
So what kind of help do we give to those around us today?
耶稣是帮助门徒成圣。
Jesus helped his disciples become sanctified.
我们给予身旁的人什么样的帮助呢？
What kind of help do we give to those around us?
所以我们求主耶稣赐给我们力量。
Let us pray to Jesus to give us strength.
让我们能够引导彼此在信仰上能够进步。
So that we can guide others, so that we can all improve in our spirituality.
在生命上能够改变。
So that we can change in our lives.
在道理上能够扎根。
So that we can take root in the word of God.
在永生当中可以同行。
So in eternity, we can all work together.
这个才是我们彼此、哦、这是我们彼此努力的目标。
This is all what we are striving for together.、
哦、是主耶稣对他门徒的期望。
And it is also the hope that Jesus has for his disciples.
也是我们对彼此、啊、最大的期望。
And this is the greatest hope that we have towards one another.、
啊、但是要如何成圣呢
?But how can we become sanctified?、
啊、在这里主耶稣给我们设下榜样。
Jesus set an example for us.
我们看一下、我们看一下看回来约翰福音。
Let us return back to John.
约翰福音的十七章。
Gospel of John, chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章第十七节。
John chapter 17, verse 17.
啊，在这里说，求你用真理使他们成圣。你的道就是真理啊。在这里第一个教导我们成圣的方式。
What is the first method that it teaches us to be sanctified?、
啊、就是要在道理上长进。
We must grow in the word.
我们有时候希望，我们有时候希望，我们所帮助的人能够成长。
Many times we want those we are helping or counseling to grow.、
啊、但是我们的目标，我们的目光常常是停留在把他带到教会就好，会堂就好了。
But many times our goal is very short-sighted. We just want to bring them to the church.、
啊、如果有聚会就没事了。
As long as they come for service, then nothing is wrong.、
啊、如果多认识一些信徒就没事了。
As long as they know more believers, then everything is okay.、
啊、但是这个其实只是引导的第一步。
But this is only the first step towards guiding them.、
哦、这个是让人能够有个入门、哦、接触信仰的入门。
This is only giving them the first opportunity or first step towards salvation.、
啊、但是我们真正要使人能够在信仰上成长。
But if we truly want them to grow in the faith,、
啊、使人能够在生命当中成圣。
If we truly want them to grow in their life,、
啊、最终能够见到神。
So that in the end, they are able to see God.、
啊、这个一定只能在道理上扎根。
Then the only way to do it is to take root in the word.、
啊、这个根不是扎在你或是我的身上。
The root cannot be taken on yourself or on myself.
也不是扎根在神迹奇事异象异梦身上。
Nor can the root of their faith be upon miracles and wonders.、
啊、有时候我们会想。
Many times we will think.、
啊、如果他看异象、啊、他就信了。
As long as this truth seeker sees a miracle, then they will believe.、
啊、如果他的病好他就信了。
Or if they're illness is cured, then、
哦、
they will certainly believe.
好像只要出现神迹奇事异象异梦这个工作就结束了。
As if visions, miracles, and wonders appear, then your work has ended.、
哦、或许起步是这样。
Perhaps it will be so in the beginning.、
啊、因为神用不同的方式引导不同的人来到他的家中。
Because God will use many different methods to bring different people to、
啊、
his house.
方式不一样没关系。
It's okay if the methods are different.、
啊、因为人所需要的是不同的。
Because everyone needs different things from God.、
啊、但是当一个人来到教会当中。
But when a person comes into the house of God,、
啊、我们就要帮助对方能够进一步的认识神。
Then we need to help them so that they can have a closer understanding of God.、
啊使他们的信仰不是单纯的建立在所看见的、哦、所体验的。
So that their faith is not purely established upon what they can see or what they experience.、
哦、更不是建立在你我、人情的影响或朋友的关系。
Nor should their faith be established on you or I or any friendly relationships.、
哦、因为在这里告诉我们说一个人要成圣必须要经过耶稣的话。
Because it tells us here if a person desires to be sanctified, he must do so through the words of Christ.、
啊、那就是真理的教导。
Which is the teaching of the truth.、
啊、所以我们如果今天在引导一个、引导人来到耶稣的面前。
So today if we're bringing someone before the presence of Christ.
可是我们避开了所有道理那种有尖锐性冲突性 的关键。
But we try to stay away from anything dealing with the word.
啊，你只要来教会就好。
As long as you come to the church, it's okay.
啊，你信耶稣就好。
As long as you believe in Christ, it is good enough.
啊，不要谈洗礼啦。
Let's not talk about baptism.
啊，不要谈圣灵。
Let's not talk about the Holy Spirit.
不要谈罪。
Let's not talk about sin.
哦，不要谈独一教会。
Let us not talk about the one true church.
尴尬。
Because you will feel awkward in
yourself.
There's too much contention.
不要讲这些。
Let's not talk about things that causes arguments.
今天你把这些人都带来了。
Today you bring all these people to God.
啊，最后他的观念是什么？
Then what is their final concept?
在这里跟在外面没有两样。
They'll think it's the same here as outside.
那如果他最后的认知？
But if their and if their final understanding.
哦，这里的道理跟外面的道理没有两样。
Is that the truth here is the same as the truth outside.
哦，只讲爱。
They only talk about love.
哦，讲朋友。
They only talk about friendships.
啊，讲行善事。
They only talk about doing good deeds.
啊，彼此关怀。
Loving one another.
哦，这些都是好。
All these are good.
但是这些不是信仰的中心。
But these are not the central point of faith.
哦，所以如果一个人在信仰当中不能够看，你不能够帮助他找到信仰的核心。
So if you're not able to help them find what is the center of their faith.
那这样子的引领最后常常是失败的。
So many times this type of guidance will end in failure.
哦，所以到最后主耶稣告，在这里主耶稣告诉我们说，引领人最后是要在真道上使人成圣。
Jesus tells us after you guide a person, the end is truth, so that they can be sanctified.
使得一个人能够在道理上面扎根。
So that a person can take root in the word of God.
哦，不是神迹奇事哦。
They're not rooting in wonders and miracles.
不是异象异梦哦。
Nor visions and dreams.
哦，因为神迹奇事、异象异梦不会使人得救。
Because miracles, wonders, visions and dreams will not allow a person to be saved.
哦，只有真理使人得救。
Only the truth will save a person.
所以保罗对提摩太说，这个圣经使人有得救的智慧。
That is why Paul says to Timothy, this truth will lead one to salvation.
所以我们今天既然要以基督的心为心。
So today, if we desire to have the heart of Christ as our heart.
那基督耶稣所在意的是门徒在道理上能够成圣。
And what Jesus cares about is that his disciples can be sanctified in the truth.
使得他们在这条路上走得很清楚，走得很稳。
So while they're walking on this journey, they can walk very steadfastly.
即使是面对考验,
even though they encounter tribulations,
即使是遭遇迫害,
even though they meet with persecution,
即使好像前行无路了, 无路可走了,
even as if they have no road to go forward,
但是他因为真理有扎根,
but because they have rooted in the truth,
所以他信仰有盼望,
so they have hope in their faith.
他很清楚自己所追求的方向跟目标,
they're very clear in what they're pursuing and what their goal is.
所以不管环境再困难, 他都能够坚持地走下去。
So regardless of how harsh the environment is, they can continue forward.
所以我们今天在引领人的时候，
so today when we are counseling others or guiding them,
或者是我们在自我锻炼灵修的时候，
or we are guiding ourselves in spiritual cultivation,
有些道理我们可能不是很喜欢，
perhaps there are some truths that we do not like so much,
但是我们要接受，
but we must accept it,
因为这是基耶稣所说的，
because this is what Jesus taught us,
有些道理可能很难传，
many gospel is very hard for us to preach,
但是我们却没有任何空间可以妥协，
but we cannot deny it.
因为这是基督耶稣提供那成圣的方式。
Because this is how Jesus teaches us to be sanctified.
因为只有一个人在道理上扎了根。
Because only when a person takes root in the word of God,
在遇到风浪当中呢，才能够坚定不移啊。
Are they able to remain steadfast amidst storms and waves?
一个人只有在真道上扎了根。
Only when a person is rooted in the word of truth,
他才能够真正看到信仰的价值。
Can they see the value of their faith?
我们看一下约翰福音15章。
Let us read John chapter 15.
约翰福音15章。
John chapter 15.
约翰福音15章的第二节。
John chapter 15 verse 2.
那里说，凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去。凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。第三节。
Three.
现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。这告诉我们说啊，主耶稣啊，我们就像这个葡萄树上的枝子一样。
We are just like the branches of this vine.
我们在这一，我们这个枝子呢，在主里面常结果实。
And in this. This branch in the Lord should bear fruit often.
对，因为我们有结果实。
And it is because when we bear fruit.
这结果实不论是我们引领慕道者。
Bearing fruit, for example, leading the true seekers.
或者是我们在参与圣工。
Or we are helping with the holy work.
或者是我们个人灵修的功夫。
Or it is the work due to our spiritual cultivation.
这些都是结出果实来。
All these mean bearing fruit.
但是因为有结果实。
But you bear fruit.
主耶稣就修剪。
Then Jesus will prune you.
修剪干净。
He will prune you well.
使得我们能够结果更多。
So that you can bear more fruit.
但是这个修剪的过程是痛苦的。
But it is painful when you are being pruned.
所以主耶稣说他用他的道来修剪我们。
That is why Jesus said he will use his word to prune us.
所以有时候我们在读圣经的时候。
Many times when we're reading the Bible.
或者我们在听道理的时候。
Or we're listening to the sermon.
有些话听得很不舒服。
There's some words that we hear that make us very uncomfortable.
杂心。
it is cutting to our hearts.
好像点到我们自己最软弱的那一个部分。
Felt like it is directed towards us, our weakest spot.
在这个时候我们可以有两种选择。
At that time, we can have two options.
你可以很生气。
You can become very angry.
你又在讲我。
You can say, oh, they're talking about me again.
真是很生气。
I'm so mad.
你也可以有另外一种选择。
You can have the second option.
感谢主。
You can thank God.
这是主耶稣在跟我说话。
This is Jesus talking to me.
主耶稣用他的话来修剪我干净。
Jesus is using his word to prune me, so I'm
clean. 为什么要修剪我们？
Why does Jesus want to prune us?
因为主耶稣喜欢你。
Because Jesus loves us.
如果他不喜欢你，
if Jesus didn't love you,
他管你干不干净。
He doesn't care if you're dirty or clean.
所以如果今天你听到道理，或你读圣经啊，感觉扎心。
So today, if you hear the word of God or you read His word and you feel cut to the heart,
感觉有压力。
You feel like there's pressure upon you.
为什么有压力？
Why do you feel pressure?
因为要遵行圣经的教导，必须要做出一些牺牲。
It is because if you want to follow the teachings of the Bible, there are some sacrifices you must make.
你就开始感觉有压力了。
Then you begin to feel some pressure.
会痛。
You will feel pain.
要切，要剪。
Because you must cut some part of yourself off. You must be pruned.
在这个痛苦的时候。
During this painful time.
你要特别感谢。
You must be extremely thankful.
为什么感谢？
Why must you be thankful?
因为你是那个主所重视的枝子。
For you are the branch that the Lord looks mightily upon.
重视你才修剪你。
He loves you, that's why he wants to prune you.
在他眼里有价值，他才栽培你。
You have value in his eyes, that's why he wants to help you grow.
所以我们要，所以我们当我们被修剪的时候。
Therefore, when we are pruned,
我们要感谢主。
We must give thanks to God.
我们看诗篇119篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 119.
诗篇119篇。
Psalm 119.
诗篇的119篇第九节。
Psalm 119, verse 9.
诗篇119篇第九节。
Psalm 119, verse 9.
第九节说，少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？是要遵行你的话。第十节。
Verse 10.
我一心寻求了你，求你不要叫我偏离你的命令。十一节。
Verse 11.
我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。那这里告诉我们说，我们要怎么样洁净我们的行为呢？
How are we able to cleanse our ways?
当然这里讲少年人啊。
Here it talks to the young man.
我们都是少年人吧。
We are all young.
我们自己至少我们的心是很年轻的。
At least we can say our hearts are young.
所以我们在看这一段经文的时候。
So while we're reading these passages in the Bible.
把这个少年人拿掉。
Let us take out the young man.
把我们自己的名字放上去。
And let's put our own name in replacement.
我。
How can I?
某某某。
I, my name.
要怎么样洁净我的行为呢？
How can I cleanse my ways?
就是要遵行你的话。
This is to take heed according to your word.
要一心寻求你。
With your whole heart, I must seek you.
不偏离你的命令。
I must not wander from your commandments.
将你的话藏在心里。
I must hide your word in my heart.
结论。
The conclusion.
我不得罪你。
That I might not sin against you.
所以我们今天呢，要在道理上成圣。
So today we want to be sanctified by the truth.
借着道理不断的洗净我们。
So that the truth can continuously cleanse us.
使我们能够满足耶稣基督对我们的期望。
Therefore, we can fulfill the hope that Jesus has towards us.
当我们在帮助人的时候。
And also while we are helping others.
在给予所需要的人辅导与其协助的时候。
While we are helping those in need with counseling and with guidance.
请帮助他们在真道上成长。
Please remember to help them so that they can grow in the truth.
不是用我的经验。
Don't use your own experiences.
不是我的智慧。
Don't use your own wisdom.
不是我生活历练累积的知识。
Don't use all of the knowledge that you have from living in the world.
我告诉你，这个我早就经历过了啦。
You might say to them, oh, I tell you, I've experienced this before already.
我有什么是不知道的？
Isn't there anything I don't know?
你听我的就对了。
Just listen to me and it'll be okay.
不要用自己这些过去累积的 能力来辅导人。
Do not use your own past experiences from your own knowledge to guide others.
不要依靠你过去累积的经验啊，来当作辅导人的方法。
Do not rely upon your past experiences to counsel others.
啊，而是要帮助对方在真道上面能够扎根。
What you must do is to help the other party take root in the word of truth.
使信仰上能够成长。
So that their faith can grow.
我们再看17章，约翰福音17章的19节。
Let us turn back to John chapter 17 verse 19.
约翰福音17章19节。
John chapter 17 verse 19.
这里说，我为他们的缘故自己分别为圣，叫他们也因此因真理成圣。
And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth.
那在这里要成圣的方法的第二个。
The second method to becoming sanctified.
第一个是在真道上洗净我们。
One is to be washed by the word of truth.
那第二个就是耶稣基督亲自设下的榜样。
Second is the example that Jesus Christ set for himself.
他说我为了他们的缘故。
He said, for their sakes,
我自己成圣,
I sanctify myself,
使他们看到我的榜样,
so that they can see my example,
得以学习并且成圣,
so that they can learn from me how to become sanctified.
我们看到说圣经当中很多重要的工人,
In the Bible, we see many important workers.
他们都给后代的子孙留下了很好的身教以及言教。
They give their second generation many good teachings.
我们来看一下创世纪。
Let us turn to Genesis.
创世纪的第十，创世纪的第二十二章。
Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪二十二章。
Genesis 22.
创世纪二十二章是亚伯拉罕信心的最高峰。
Genesis chapter 22 records the high point of Abraham's faith.
也是这一对父子在信仰上最完美契合的表现。
And it is a very beautiful portrayal of a father and son in their faith.
在这个信仰的高峰。
And at this high point of his faith,
亚伯拉罕把握这个机会，完全表现他教育以撒的方式。
Abraham took hold of this opportunity in order to teach his son.
所以到最后圣经的结论是什么?
So in the end, what was the conclusion recorded by the Bible?
二人同行。
The two of them walked together.
但是在这里记载了两次的二人同行。
In this passage records twice how the two of them went together.
怎么同行?
How did they go together?
第六节。
Verse 6.
亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在儿子以撒身上。自己手里拿着火与刀，于是二人同行。
So Abraham took the wood of burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together.
所以在这里第一次的能够二人同行。
The first time that they were able to go together, the two of them,
父亲用动作教导儿子，
was how the father uses his actions to teach his son.
把柴、重担、工作、责任放在孩子的身上。
He took the wood, the responsibility, the work, and he laid it upon his son.
这个对父亲来讲要舍得哦。
The father must be willing to do so.
因为这是他所爱的儿子哦。
Because this is the son that he loves.
马上就要杀了哦。
He's about to kill the son.
但是在这个时候仍然把责任工作交在他身上。
But at this time, he gave the responsibility and the work to his son.
自己手里拿着火与刀。
In his hand, he took fire and he took a knife.
这个是信仰上面的教导。
This is a teaching in faith.
在接下来呢?
Following,
他们开始有对话了。
They began to have a conversation.
我们看第七节哦。
Let us read verse 7.
第七节说，以撒，你看，以撒说啊，这个燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？
Isaac said, "Where look the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for a burnt offering?" Verse 8.
亚伯拉罕说，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔，于是二人同行。
Abraham said, "My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering." So the two of them went together.
所以第二次是在言语上面给予属灵的教导。
The second time they were together was when Abraham gave spiritual teaching to his son.
使得两人能够 父子同心同行。
So that this is one, the father and son can be together and walk together.
哦，这个是亚伯拉罕教导孩子的方式。
This is the method that Abraham taught his son.
哦，今天这也是主耶稣留下榜样给门徒学习的方式。
And this is also the method that Jesus used in order to leave an example for his disciples.
生活当中做榜样。
He made an example out of his own life.
言语当中给教导。
And he gave teaching from his words.
哦，这也是我们必须要学习的。
This is also what we need to learn.
哦，既然要以基督的心为心嘛。
As long as we want to have the mind of Christ.
我们就要学耶稣是怎么做的啊。
Then we need to follow what Jesus had done.
哦，今天这是主耶稣教导他门徒的模式。
And this is the model that Jesus left for us.
啊，也是我们必须教养我们下一代的模式。
So this is also the model we must use when we teach our next generation.
啊，身教加上言教。
We must live out the life in action and also teach them with our words.
因为你有榜样。
Because you have an example.
使你的孩子能够有参考的对象。
Then your children can see your example.
因为你生活成圣。
And because you're sanctified in your life.
使你的孩子了解成圣的意义。
Then your children can understand what it means to be sanctified.
我们觉得奇怪。
Many times we might think it's strange.
为什么我这个孩子从小带到教会。
Why is this? I bring my child to church every Sabbath.
怎么都没有像以撒这么乖呢？
But how come my child is not as good or great as Isaac?
哇，每次把我气得半死。
This child always makes me so angry.
哇，孽子。不知道。这很不乖的孩子。
It's such a rebellious child.
然后就翻圣经给他看。
And you might turn to the scriptures to read to him.
你看以撒多乖呀。
Look at how great Isaac was.
多听话啊。
He was so obedient.
当我们在跟孩子说这句话的时候。
But as we're saying this to our children.
哦，我们要很感谢我们的孩子没有回问我们。
We must be so thankful that our children don't reply back to us.
啊，你有像亚伯拉罕吗？
Are you as good as Abraham?
哦，是不是因为我们不像亚伯拉罕？
Could it be because we're not like Abraham?
哦，是我们不，哦，是我们的孩子不像以撒。
So that our children are not like Isaac.
啊，你跟孩子说。
You might say to your children.
去读圣经。
Go read the Bible.
去灵修。
Go cultivate your spirituality. Pray more.
爸爸上班很累啊。
But I, as a father, I'm very tired from working.
爸爸去看电视。
So I will go watch the TV.
哦，所以当你的生活当中没有办法活出这个榜样来。
When you're unable to set an example in your own life.
有时候孩子在成长过程当中，他就不知道，就没有学习的榜样。
Many times as your children are growing up, they don't have an example that they can follow.
哦，这当然是不容易。
Of course, this is not an easy thing to do.
啊，但是我们说要以基督的心为心嘛。
But aren't we talking about having the mind of Christ?
啊，就是以基督作为我们学习的目标跟方向。
Which means Jesus' actions will be the example and our goal.
基督为了他的门徒成圣。
For his disciples' sake, Jesus sanctified himself.
他这样做了。
He did this.
我们呢？
What about us?
我们至少可以朝着这个方向努力吧。
We could at least set this as our goal of our pursuit.
或许我们一开始没有办法做到像耶稣这样子。
Naturally, we won't be like Jesus when we begin our pursuit.
但是这是我们可以努力的方向。
But this is a direction we can set for
ourselves. 人做有愿做的心。
When a person has a heart of desire,
并且去做。
Then they will do it.
啊，神必。帮助哦。
And God will help them because of it.
哦，所以我们今天给身旁的人立下是什么样的榜样？
So what kind of example do we want to set for those
around us? 不管是引领慕道者。
Whether we're guiding the true seekers.
帮助软弱的弟兄姐妹。
Or we're counseling the weaker brothers and sisters.
教养下一代的宗教教育。
Or we're teaching the RE students.
哦，或者是栽培我们自己的孩子。
Or we're rearing up our own children.
主耶稣给门徒立下成圣的榜样。
Jesus set an example for his disciples in being sanctified.
我们所留下的又是什么样的榜样呢？
But what kind of example are we setting for those?
我们再看回来约翰福音的第十七章。
Let us return back to John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章的第二十节。
John chapter 17, verse 20.
二十节说，我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们化信我的人祈求。二十一节，使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差的我来。啊，这里是主耶稣的第三个祈求。
This is a third prayer.
啊，他的祈求就是期望信徒可以合一。
He prays and hopes that all believers can be one.
啊，所以我们第一个讨论的。
One thing we discussed.
合一的目的是什么？
What is the purpose for unity?
我们看十七章二十一节。
Let us read verse 21 of
17. 十七章二十一节说，使他二十一节说，叫世人可以信你差的我来。
So that the world may believe that you sent me.
好，所以今天合一的目的是什么？
What is the purpose for unity?
啊，是为主耶稣做见证哦。
It is to become a testimony for
Jesus. 为什么今天教会要合一？
Why does the church need to be unified?
为什么教会要讲和睦？
Why does the church need to talk about harmony?
为什么有时候我们要放弃自己的立场？
Why do we need to set aside our own agendas?
好，每个人都喜欢坚持自己的立场啊。
Everyone likes to have their opinions known.
每个人都喜欢说我说了算啊。
Everyone wants to say what I say is right.
每个人都觉得自己最讲的方法是最正确的啊。
Everyone thinks that their own way of thinking is the most accurate.
但是今天在神的会中，
But today when we are among the temple of God,
我们不能固执地坚持自己的方式。
We cannot be stubborn and persist in our own thoughts.
或许你是对的。
Maybe you are right.
或许你的方法是最好的。
Maybe your method is the most correct.
但是你的坚持可能会破坏这个整个团体的和谐。
But perhaps your persistence and your stubbornness will destroy the harmony of the church.
或许你的方法是比别人正确。
Maybe your method is better than everyone else's.
但是你的坚持不见，你的时间不见的是神的时间。
But your timing may not be the timing of God.
所以我们今天啊，在教会里处理事情。
So today when we're taking care of the matters of the church.
有时候是要放软自己的身段。
Many times we have to let go of our own opinions.
有时候是要放下自己的坚持。
Many times we have to let go of our persistence.
即使你是对的。
Even if you are right.
但是这个不代表我们向错误妥协。
This doesn't mean that we allow wrongdoing to occur.
因为不要忘记了。
Let's not forget.
我们可以知道事情的我们的方法可能比别人好。
It is true that our methods might be better than others.
但是我们不知道神的时间。
But we do not know what is the timing of God.
或许你有正确的方式，
Maybe you have the correct method，
但是在神眼里是错误的时间。
But in God's eyes, it is the wrong time to use that method。
我们常常看到教会里有这样的例子。
Many times we'll see this example in the church。
明明你觉得这是非常好的主意。
You think this is such a good suggestion。
怎么过不去呢？
How come no one agrees with it？
为什么被拒绝了呢？
How come the suggestion is rejected？
在这种时候你可以有两个反应。
At this time, you might have two attitudes。
哇，生气。
One, you become angry.
哇，你们这些人阻挡圣工。
You tell everyone else you're trying to hinder the holy work.
想办法翻案。
And you try to overturn their opinions.
你不给我翻案，我翻桌子哦。
If you don't, then I will flip the tables.
哦，所以一定要坚持，一定要最后，一定要用我的方式，用我的时间。
So you persist that everyone must use your method and use your time.
但是你有第二个选择。
But you have the second choice.
既然大家没有通过。
Since everyone does not agree with me,
那你也可以安静等候看神的旨意。
Then you can quietly wait upon the will of God.
因为我们有时候会发现，
many times we will discover.
应该假设我们常常看到，
or we should say this happens very often.
当一个提案没有通过，
when a suggestion is not passed,
不是提案不好，
it is not that the proposal is bad.
常常是神有更好的时间让它通过，
many times it is because God has a better timing for when this proposal will pass.
只是我们在当下看不到，
but we cannot see this.
所以如果我们能够耐心等候，
so if we're able to patiently wait,
随着时间的过去，
and we allow time to pass,
我们再回头看，
when we look back,
你才会发觉说原来神的旨意原是好的。
We will discover in the end that the will of the Lord is beautiful.
使你那个正确的提案在正确的时间能够被正确的执行。
So that your good proposal at the right time can be correctly executed.
所以我们为什么要有在教会里要合一呢？
So why then must we have unity in the church?
因为合一使得我们当中没有直接尖锐的冲突。
Because when we are in unity, we will not have conflicts among one another.
为什么要避免直接尖锐的冲突呢？
And why do we want to avoid head-on conflicts?
这里说为了爱心的缘故啊。
Here it says for the sake of love.
今天慕道者来了。
Today when the truth seeker comes.
我们讲说哇，教会有爱心。
We'll say to them, the church has great love.
哇，教会很和平。
The church has great peace.
教会是神荣耀同在的地方。
And the church is the place where the glorious God dwells.
你来这里充满了喜乐，充满了平安。
When you come here, you'll be filled with joy and peace.
就他走到门口。
And then they come to the door.
哇，看到两个信徒打起来了。
And they see two believers fighting.
哦，不要讲打起来啊。
Let's not talk about fighting.
哇，对彼此大吼。
Let's say they're yelling at each other.
这给人家什么印象？
What kind of impression do you leave for others?
这就是你们的平安吗?
Is this the peace that you're talking about?
这就是你们的和谐吗?
Is this the harmony you're talking about?
这就是你们圣灵当中的喜乐吗?
Is this the joy of the Holy Spirit?
我还是换一家好了。
Let me go to another church.
哦，所以我们今天是为了信，为主耶稣见证的缘故。
So today it is for the sake of testifying for the Lord Jesus Christ.
可不可以有意见？
Can we have opinions?
绝对可以的。
Of course you can have your own
opinions. 可不可以有不同的想法?
Can we have different thoughts?
绝对可以的。
Of course you can have your own thoughts.
但是这个绝对不是成为我们彼此公宣的理由。
But our opinions and our different thoughts should not be the reason for our contentions.
哦，第二个目的。
The second purpose.
十七章二十三节。
Chapter 17 verse 21.
十七章二十三节
Chapter 17 verse 21
二十三节说我在他们里、
oh,
我在他们里面你在我里面使他们完完全全的合而为一叫世人知道你差的我来也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样那在这里说合一的第二个目的
Here tells us a second reason for unity、
哦、就是能够使人体验在这个团体当中神的爱
So that humans can experience the love of God while being within this congregation.
哦，这个爱，这个家应该是一个爱的团体。
Because this house should be a congregation of love.
我们常说家是心灵的避风港。
Many times we will say that the family or the home is the refuge of the heart.
哦，所以有时候在外面受到吃的苦头。
Many times we might face bitterness or pain in the world.
哦，在外面被人家欺负了。
We might be ridiculed by others.
你总是可以回到家中来，在这个家里疗伤。
But we can always return back home to heal our wounds.
但是如果这个家里是比外面更加的混乱呢
？But if this house is even more treacherous than outside.
哦，是那个。那个家人对彼此的伤害比外人还要凶狠呢。
Well, if this house causes more pain and wounds than those from the outside.
哇，那这就不是避风港哦。
Then it will not become a refuge.
哦，这个就变成前线的战场啊。
It becomes a battlefield.
结果是什么？
What is the result?
往外跑。
Everyone will run outside.
啊，好像外面比较安全一点。
It seems like it's a little bit safer outside.
哦，所以今天对我们个人的家庭是这样子。
So today, if this is the so in our own house.
对整体教会也是一样的。
Then it must hold true for the entire church.
所以为什么主耶稣这么在意那个合一的精神？
That is why Jesus was so keen upon this thought of unity.
哦，因为只有人在合一和谐中，才能体会到这个家的温暖。
Because only when man is of one accord and of one heart can they feel the warmth of the family.
哦，能够在这家中感受到那个耶稣基督的慈爱。
Only then can they feel the love of Jesus Christ within that family.
哦，使得人愿意来。
So that people are willing to come.
喜欢来。
So that people want to come.
哦，很积极的想来看到主。接受主的恩典。
They truly want to come so they can see Christ and see the blessings of Christ. The third purpose.
十七章二十四节。
Chapter 17, verse 24.
十七章二十四节。
17:24.
父啊，我在哪里？愿你所赐给我的人也同我在那里，叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀。因为创立世界以前，你已经爱我了。在这里说合一的第三个目的，就是叫我们能够看见神的荣耀。
The third purpose for unity is so that we can see the glory of God.
我们的神是有秩序的神。
Our God is a God of structure.
啊，如果今天这个团体当中是一片的混乱。
Today, if this congregation is a chaotic mess.
啊，个人都坚持自己的意见最好。
Everyone wants to propose their own opinions.
只要你跟我不一样。
As long as you're different from me.
你就是阻挡圣工。
Then you are hindering the holy work.
啊，只要你跟我不一样。
As long as you're different from me.
你这叫魔鬼做工。
Then Satan is working with you.
这种话不可以随便乱讲的。
These are words we should not easily say.
这种话在神面前最后要交账，要付出代价的。
Because if we say such words, God will hold us accountable.
不可以随便乱讲啊。
We cannot use these words lightly.
哦，在这里说，如果我们能够合一。
Here it says if we are of one heart.
如果我们愿意牺牲一下自己的坚持。
If we are willing to sacrifice our own thoughts,
然后能够放软自己的态度,
if we can be more gentle in our attitudes,
我们就能够在这个团体当中见证到神的荣耀,
then we will be able to behold the glory of God within this congregation.
啊，为什么?
Why?
因为当大家能够有同一个心
Because while everyone has one heart,
能够有追求同一个目标
and they're pursuing after the same goal,
能够朝着同一个方向
and they are all facing towards the same direction,
神就给你成全
then God will fulfill your will.
你同心
You're of one mind.
神的能力就彰显出来
Then the power of the Lord shall be revealed.
你合一
If you are in harmony,
你就看见神的荣耀
then you will see the glory of God.
所以这是合一的三个目的。
These are the three reasons or purpose for being one mind.
但是合一的方法呢
But what about the method of becoming harmonious?
我们看十七章的第十一节啊。
Let us read chapter 17, verse 11.
十七章十一节。
Chapter 17, verse 11.
这里说，从今以后我不在世上，他们却在世上。我往你那里去，圣父啊。求你因你所赐给我的名保守他们叫他们合而为一在这里说合一的第一个方法
Here it tells us how we can be united
就是求神的保守
Why we must pray for the protection of God
为什么要求神的保守
Why do we need to ask God to protect us
因为今天不合一啊常常不是我们故意的
Because today when we are not harmonious it's not because we want it this way
我们自己看看
If we take a look around
我们问问自己
Let's ask ourselves
我有真正蓄意要破坏教会的合一吗
Do I truly have this will that I want to destroy the unity of the church?
我今天在开会
When I, within a discussion
我今天在跟一个信徒讨论
While I'm discussing with a member
我是真的有要破坏教会的和谐吗
Do I truly have this will that I want to destroy the unity of the church?
没有
No
真的没有
No one has this intention
我相信我们在座没有人是真的要来破坏教会的合一的
I think none of us sitting here has a true intention that they want to destroy the harmony of the church
大家都是为了教会更好啊
Because everyone wants the good of the church
大家都有那一份为主耶稣的心
Everyone has the heart of working for God
但是为什么有时候会出现这种接下来的冲突呢
But why then do we still see the occurrences of contentions?
因为我们被魔鬼利用了
It is because we are used by Satan
有时候是因为我们个性上的固执
Or many times it's because of our personalities
有时候是因为我们求好心切的求好心切的个性
Or maybe it is our
我们求好心切我们希望最好做到最好、
oh, It is because we want to seek after perfection
有时候因为这些态度使我们对某些事上很坚持自己的立场
And it is because of these attitudes that we may be very fervent in our own thoughts and opinions
但是在不知不觉中
But without knowing
我们却被魔鬼利用成为来制造冲突的契机
We have become an instrument for Satan to cause contention in the church.
所以我们今天要特别求主耶稣的保守。
So today we need to pray specially for God to keep us.
在这里说，主耶稣说要合一啊，天父圣父啊，求你保守他们。
In order to be united, Jesus prayed, Holy Father, keep them.
我们今天要求自己家庭的合一，自己教会的合一。
Today we must need to pray for the unity of our family and pray for the unity of the church.
我们也要对天上的父呼求。
We must pray of this to our Heavenly Father.
呼求神的怜悯。
We need to pray for His mercy.
圣父啊。
Holy Father.
不要让我成为那个破坏合一的的角色。
Do not let me play the role of destroying the harmony of the church.
我们祈求圣父啊，保守我们的心。
We pray, Holy Father, keep our hearts.
保守我们的合一。
Keep our unity.
第二个方式。
The second method.
第二个方法在十七章的二十三节。
Is recorded in chapter 17, verse 23.
二十三节说：“我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一。”在这里说，第二个方法是我们要有耶稣基督在我们里面。
The second method is we must have Jesus Christ within us.
就是借着圣灵里的祷告。
This is through the prayer and the Holy Spirit.
有时候我们会发现
Many times we will discover.
当一个教会开始注重祷告
When a church focuses or emphasizes prayer.
在祷告当中会出现和谐
During prayer, they will be united.
原本很多的意见
There might be a many differing opinions before.
原本很多的不满
There might be many dissatisfactions.
原本很多的不解
There might be a lot of contentions.
所以祷告之后都不是那么重要了
But after prayer, they discover it is all not that important.
不是你不再有那些意见
It's not that you don't have your same opinions.
而是你
开始能够听见别人的声音。
But you are able to listen to the voice of others.
因为我们有时候当一个人啊，只一个人啊，坚持自己的立场。
Many times, as a person, as one person, we might fight for our own thoughts.
哦，有时候我们会不知不觉当中忽略掉其他任何的声音。
But without knowing, we might shut our ears to the voice or opinions of others.
都在开会。
Everyone's in a meeting.
都在讨论。
Everyone's discussing the same matter.
但是如果你突然把会议停下来。
But if you suddenly stopped the meeting.
你问其中一个。
And you ask one of them.
请问一下他刚刚说了什么？
Can you tell me what that other person said?
不知道。
You might say, I don't know.
那为什么你反对？
Then why are you against his opinion?
不知道。
They will say, I don't know.
因为我们有时候会一直沉浸在自己的想法里面。
Many times we are so consumed by our own opinions and thoughts.
啊，不止没有听见别人的。
That it, does not allow us to listen to others.
啊，有时候就活在自己的想法里了。
And we are living in our own thoughts.
啊，所以没有办法去理解，没有办法去聆听。
Therefore, we're not able to understand others or to listen to them.
啊，但是我们今天如果有基督内住我们。
But today, if Jesus Christ lives within us.
啊，得圣灵只是开始哦。
Receiving the Holy Spirit is only the first step.
要在圣灵里面祷告。
We must pray within the Holy Spirit.
常常灵修。
We must cultivate our spirituality often.
一起祷告。
We must pray together.
啊，使我们能够借着圣灵的引领。
So that we can follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
能够像使徒教会一样。
So that we can become like the apostolic church.
最后我们的决议叫做圣灵与我们一同定义。
In the end, our conclusion and our resolution is that the Holy Spirit made this resolution with us.
我们如果看他们一开始哦。
When we see how they began.
他们是从冲突开始的。
They started in dissension.
是从不同的意见开始的。
They had different opinions in the beginning.
但是因为圣灵在他们当中运作。
But because the Holy Spirit was working among them.
所以最后是从合一来结束。
In the end, they ended in, unity.
我们也可以是从不同的观念开始。
We may begin a meeting with differing opinions.
但是借着祷告以及圣灵的运行。
But through prayer and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们也可以在圣灵当中合一来达到这个我们所需要走的方向。
We can also be in unity with the Holy Spirit to agree upon the direction we should take next.
啊，第三。
The third.
我们要怎么样能合一呢？
How can we become harmonious?
十七章二十二节。
Chapter 17, verse 22.
十七章二十二节。
Chapter 17, verse 22.
你所赐给我的荣耀，我已经赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。在这里说要合一的第三个方式。
Here's another method in how to be united.
就是看见耶稣基督的荣耀。
You must be able to see the glory of Jesus Christ.
看见耶稣基督的荣耀跟合一什么关系呢？
What does seeing the glory of Jesus Christ have to do with unity?
因为当你看见耶稣基督的荣耀，
It is because when you behold the glory of the Lord,
你就会突然发觉这不是你个人的工作。
You will suddenly discover that this is not due to your own work.
所以你的意见上的不同。
So your opinions or the differing of opinions.
不是彼此谁占上风，谁比较正确的争执。
It is not about who is right or who is better.
而是为了耶稣基督荣耀的缘故。
But it is all for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们如果今天看见基督耶稣的荣耀。
So today if we're able to see the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就能够看到我们大家都要一起去的那个地方。
Then we will be able to see the place where all of us will be going.
既然我们要去的地方是一样的。
And since we are all striving to go towards the same place.
既然我们的方向是一样的。
Since we are all headed towards the same direction.
既然这个路上我们应该要彼此扶持。
Since on a journey towards this place, we have to help one another.
使我们最后每一个人都能够在那个地方再次相见。
So that one day, at that place, we can all meet again.
还有什么争执是放不下的呢？
Then what contentions are we not able to let go?
还有什么冲突是能够阻挡我们合一的呢？
What kind of arguments will block us from becoming united?
所以我们当我们看见这个基督耶稣的荣耀，
So when we are able to see the glory of the Lord,
能够给我们重新确立正确的价值观，
It will help us give us the correct value.
相同的价值观，
We all have the same value system.
就有相同的目标，
And the same value system means the same goal.
相同的目标，
The same goal
就能够走上相同的方向
means that we will be walking in the same direction.
所以我们在这里用耶稣基督的三个祷告来作为如何以基督的心为心。
So here we use the three prayer requests that Jesus had to understand how to have the mind of Christ.
使我们最后能够像哥林多前书那里所说的，我们都要有 基督耶稣的心肠。
So that we can be, as recorded in 1 Corinthians, that we all have the mind of Christ.
不是你的心。
It is not your mind.
不是我的心。
Nor is it my mind.
不是你的意见。
It is not your opinion.
不是我的意见。
Nor is it my opinion.
到最后是耶稣基督的意见。
In the end, all we care about is the opinion of the Lord Jesus Christ.
到最后是圣灵引领的方向。
And in the end, we care aboutWhere the Holy Spirit is guiding us.
我们求主耶稣帮助我们。
So we pray to God to help us.
使我们能够像保罗所说的。
So we can become like what Paul says.
保罗在哥林多后书第十二章这里说。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul tells us.
使我们每一个人行事是同一个心灵。
So that when we do all things, we can do it in one spirit.
使我们行走是同一个脚踪。
And when we walk, we can walk with one accord.
那最后。
And in the end.
使我们都能够达到同一个目标。
So that we can all reach the same goal.
我们一起低头默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
Amen.